I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Municipalities across Vermont have grown frustrated that they don't have a bigger say in deciding where renewable energy projects are located. But some key state lawmakers say one of the last bills to cross the legislative finish last week will give towns a louder voice. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein has served in the Vermont House for 14 years. He's dedicated much of that legislative career to passing the renewable energy policies that are responsible for the dramatic growth of wind and solar energy over the past decade. And Klein says growing angst at the local level over the siting process for those projects is threatening to derail future development.
We felt that whether or not it's real or not, there seemed to be a building feeling in the state of unhappiness, and it was looking like it was beginning to divide people.
Klein says that's why in his last session, he was willing to sign off on regulatory reforms that go, quote, way beyond my comfort zone.
I personally really wanted to walk out of here having brought folks in this state a little closer together and hopefully to create a path that ensures success for well-planned, well-thought-out, renewable energy projects.
The legislation is called Senate Bill 230, and it will give towns more sway over the regulatory process used to approve or deny energy projects, provided they develop municipal plans that are deemed to be in compliance with the state's overarching renewable energy goals. The bill also directs the Public Service Board to create new sound standards for noise emitted by mountaintop wind turbines, which has become another flashpoint in the energy debate. Addison County Senator Chris Bray is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources. Bray says he thinks the bill will resolve tensions that might otherwise prevent the state from realizing an energy plan that calls for Vermont to get 90% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2050. Bray says the siting issue will always be controversial.
But my hope is just as Act 250 brought an orderly way to plan out ordinary development, that what we're building in S-230 will give us an orderly way to sort out priorities and how we do energy development.
Annette Smith, head of an organization called Vermonters for a Clean Environment, says legislators have missed the mark entirely. Towns will need sign-off from the Department of Public Service before they earn what's known as substantial deference before the Public Service Board. Smith says that means they're hostage to the same political forces that are disenfranchising them now. And she says new rulemaking for sound standards doesn't hold any promise either. Other critics of the energy siting protocols are more optimistic. Sally Colopy lives near a proposed wind project in Swanton. Colopy says she's disappointed that lawmakers didn't enact more stringent noise standards, but she's calling on Governor Peter Shumlin to sign the bill.
Public Service Board now has the chance to show that they are actually listening to the concerns of Vermonters being impacted by industrial wind.
Governor Peter Shumlin has indicated that he's supportive of the bill in concept, but his office has yet to examine the legislation in detail. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.